corruption. It's David Knight.
So is the mission to set the Middle East on fire, is that an impossible mission, or is it possible? You know, there was a great headline on Free Thought Project today, and it was talking about our obsession with the trivial. And I understand that the culture war is not trivial. I understand that it is something that tells us a great deal about what's going on. And we're going to talk about one aspect of that today. We're going to talk about how the Marxists across the world yesterday celebrated May Day with violence and revolution, the legacy of Karl Marx and so forth. We should never forget that. And we should never forget that part of the legacy of Marx is to have this kind of cultural Marxism that seeks to divide the country into competing groups. But sometimes we play into that strategy a bit too much. And sometimes we lose track of the bigger issues. And here's a good example, this headline from Free Thought Project. A teenager's Chinese prom dress sparks a firestorm, but Americans stay silent on the killing of kids in the Middle East. That's really what's happening, isn't it? Yeah, you got people on both sides saying this is ridiculous to shut her down for cultural misappropriation. And it is. Look, my daughter's from China. She's got a dress like this. We bought dresses like that for her when she was in China. We picked up some since then. She does for spare. But most of the time, she dresses like a Westerner, like an American. And you know what? When we were in China, most of the Chinese dressed like Americans as well. They got their clothes from Walmart. They dressed like Americans do. We buy our clothes from Walmart. Now, was that cultural misappropriation for them to dress like Americans? You know, sloppy Americans getting their clothes at Walmart. You know, I mean, look, you should be able to dress any way you want to. There's nothing special about this. And so I understand the absurdity of that. I understand it gets headlines. And we don't like to talk about war. Because, you know, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. That's the way it comes out. You know, you talk about what is happening. You talk about Benjamin Netanyahu. You're either a Zionist or you're anti-Semitic. You know, there's no middle ground on this. Well, there is. He lied to us. He lied to us in 2002. He lied to us in 2018, this week. And we're going to talk about that. You know, George W. Bush lied to us as well. I've got a clip coming up I want to play for you. You know, we've had a lot of discussion, endless discussion about Michelle Wolf, haven't we? Yeah, it was vulgar. It wasn't funny. It was disgusting. But, you know, the White House Correspondents' Dinner has in the past been attended by presidents. We had President Obama making jokes about how he used drone strikes against people. Better watch out, dating my daughter. I might just call a drone strike in on you. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, he did that on kids. He did that on American citizens without due process. And then we had George W. Bush making jokes. Well, where are those weapons of mass destruction? Maybe they're over here. Maybe they're over there. Maybe you lied. Maybe hundreds of thousands of people died because you lied, George W. Bush. And you joke about it at a White House correspondence dinner, and everybody thinks that's really funny? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was really funny, wasn't it? It was a lot more disgusting than what Michelle Wolf had to say. A lot more disgusting. We're going to talk about that, and also coming up on our show today, in the third hour, we're going to have Steve Quayle joining us, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming conference on transhumanism. You know, these issues come up, they're kind of on the periphery, and they stay there for a while. We have had transgender is a good example of this. It was something, we heard about a couple of people who had sex change operations decades ago. Then we heard about some more celebrities like Bruce Jenner. And then eventually it becomes a movement. And the government holds a gun to your head in many ways and say, you better shut up. You better bow down to this movement. They tell your kids, this is the way you need to go. This is where transhumanism is going to be coming at us, and it's going to be coming very quickly. What is behind it, and what will it mean for your life coming up in the future? That'll be with us in the third hour. Steve Quayle, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, A lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut from the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. Here's a big BBC report today. How bacteria are changing your mood. If you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. MycoZX is back. Antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in. But the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with MycoZX exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018. We're going to take a look at the aftermath of the Antifa Marxist holiday. How do they celebrate their icon? Well, they wear black hoods and masks, and they set cars on fire, and they throw projectiles at the police, and on and on and on. Had it happen in Portland, big time in Paris as well. And of course, Karl Marx's 200th birthday is coming up on Saturday. We'll talk about, his true legacy that you can see in East Germany, in North Korea and in Venezuela, coming up. We're also going to talk about, blood for oil and what is happening right now. And I understand that's not Israel's motivation there. It's not the oil. But that is a large part of our motivation. It's a big part of the Saudi motivation. The oil oligarchs, the crown prince, is absolutely about the oil there, folks. He's not there because he's worried about Israel's existence. Israel may be worried about Iran and wanting to attack it for those reasons. And that's fine. If they want to do that, they don't have to get our permission or our help. They can do whatever they want to in that area. I just want to get the United States government out of foreign wars that we don't ever declare. But let's take a look at some of the results of our already, our sanctions that have been taking place in the Middle East. We have the aluminum markets, of course, have been turned into chaos. You've got German automobile manufacturers as well as Japanese automobile manufacturers saying, what in the world are we going to do? If we buy aluminum, we're going to be facing criminal sanctions. And you know, we've already locked up Volkswagen executives for cheating on their emissions test. Nobody was hurt. Nobody died. It isn't like their car blew up when people drove in the back of it like Ford Pintos. It isn't like their SUVs flipped over like we've had in the past. It isn't like the airbags are blowing up and continuing to blow up in people's faces. We've had more than a dozen people killed around the world, and it's still happening because they can't get these things fixed. No, no, no. None of those things rose to the level of cheating on your emissions test. So, yeah, we will arrest executives if you do something as innocuous as defying our sanctions. So they have something to worry about. But how are they going to build cars and so forth? Well, the aluminum markets are getting a little bit of a reprieve, reports Zero Hedge. The Treasury Department is de-escalating the Rusal sanctions. And again, Rusal is a Russian corporation, the second largest producer of aluminum in the world. Following the unintended consequential chaos in the aluminum markets following Washington's sanctions on Russian oligarchs, the Trump administration on Tuesday amended its Russian sanctions program, paving the way for the aluminum giant Rusal to escape from the blacklist. The Treasury is extending the deadline until June the 6th for the Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska to divest from that and related entities, and that came at the 11th hour. He'll be able to reduce his holdings, relinquish his board seat, and then that presumably will take off the sanctions if that happens. It clears the path for other investors to unwind their dealings with him and reduces disruption to the aluminum markets. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in a Bloomberg TV interview on Monday that Washington's goal has not been to put Rusal out of business. No, that was probably Nikki Haley's goal. the bomb thrower, Nikki Haley. And as Gerald Celente pointed out when we were debating Well, we weren't debating it, but the Congress was debating the tax cut bill. Joe Cilenti said at the time, way back in December when I had him on his interview, he said, what this is about is you're going to see all of these American companies are going to be plowing their tax savings back into the equities market, buying up their own stock, as well as being able to bring their capital in and escape some of the penalties for that. And so that is exactly what is happening. Apple has been plowing its U.S. tax cuts into record share buybacks, reports Reuters. Apple has lavished cash on its shareholders like no company in history for the first 3 months of the year, and it intends to keep doing so because they can't do it all at once. They've got so much cash, they're going to have to spread this thing out over months or the better part of the year. And, of course, what Gerald Cilenti was saying at the time was that's going to continue to inflate the stock market, even though it has already been pumped up by the Federal Reserve and so forth. Reuters says the decision to turn over record amounts of cash to shareholders was a direct result of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act passed by Republican lawmakers in December. In other financial news, the U.S. just borrowed $488 billion in one quarter. So Apple may be flush in cash, but the U.S. government isn't. It's the most that they have borrowed since the financial crisis of the fourth quarter 2008. The U.S. borrowed $47 billion more than had anticipated just 3 months ago. The total is $488 billion. The single biggest quarterly amount of debt since the record $569 billion in debt borrowed fourth quarter of 2008 when the financial system nearly collapsed. And the Fed had no choice but to raise a gargantuan amount of money during the biggest financial crisis. Sorry, not the Fed, the Treasury, in modern U.S. history. So what is the crisis now? I mean, we're back to borrowing money at crisis levels. Well, the crisis is our federal spending. It's not that they're not getting any tax money. We've got record amounts of taxes. Every time they release the monthly and quarterly statements, you see Matt Drudge put it up there. Look at this. Record amount of money for the month. Record amount of money brought in taxes for the quarter. And yet, the deficit, the shortfall, continues to increase every time. It is out of control spending. And if you want to know where it's going to the welfare state, and it's going to the warfare state, and nothing is being done about it. They are throwing gasoline on both of those issues. Let's have some more wars. Let's send some more troops out there. We gotta, even if peace breaks out on the Korean Peninsula, we're not going to bring any of those troops home, say the Pentagon. Oh, no, got to keep them there. And you've got Bolton releasing stuff, talking about it on the Sunday show, saying, well, our model for North Korea is the same thing we did to Libya. You think that was an accident? You think that he's that stupid to put something, you know, that the Koreans are looking at this, the North Koreans, and saying, oh, if we give up our nuclear weapons, they're going to kill us all. Yeah, that's what he said. So he's telling them, keep your nuclear weapons. We want to keep the Korean War going because that's good for the military industrial complex. We want to keep those 30,000 troops there, and we want to add some new wars as well, says Bolton. But it's also the war here in America, the war against our citizens. Right here in Austin, we have 10 former Austin Police Department recruits who dropped out of the police academy because they said, we don't like the way that they're training cops. They're training us to view the public as cockroaches, training us to tell us that we are at war with them. Remember when we had the homeless man who was executed because he was camping out in the hills? I think it was outside of Albuquerque. It was in New Mexico. And shortly after that, we had one of the instructors at the New Mexico State Police Academy. He'd been there for decades. And he said, I'm not going to teach this new curriculum. The new curriculum, he said, is a shoot-first curriculum. I've never been about that. I've never trained my police officers to do that. And Free Thought Project has this. They said the Austin Police Department is training warriors, not guardians. Former recruits are now blowing the whistle and claiming that the type of mentality they have encountered here in Austin is not what they signed up for, and it is not representative of the greater Austin community. This is a report from KVU. They talked to one individual, Summer Spicek, a 38-year-old former tech employee, participated in 9 weeks of the 8-month academy last year. Instructors told her and other cadets they would, quote, punch them in the face, unquote, if they said they wanted to be police officers to help people. Oh, not going to be peace officers. No. You say you're a peace officer, they will punch you in the face. Jonathan Murray, who now works in sales for Dell Computer, said instructors repeatedly degraded the homeless and prostitutes, referring to them as cockroaches, suggesting that they find a transient if they were bored and wanted a felony arrest. And the police chief here in Austin, Brian Manley, said, "We train our officers at the Austin Police Department to be guardians, but have the ability in the moment to become a warrior when necessary." Great. War against the American people. What did you expect? Instruments of tyranny become tools of oppression at home.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at PowerReviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
He's got a gun in his hand, or maybe he's got a PowerPoint clicker. Maybe he's got a picture of a Acme, Warner Brothers, Wile E. Coyote bomb, or maybe he's got a presentation and a bookshelf full of binders that he said he just snuck out of Iran. I'm talking about Netanyahu. But as we look at everybody being obsessed with the White House Correspondents' Dinner, what Michelle Wolf had to say, yes, as I said before, it was vulgar. It was hateful. But what about the comments that were made by George W. Bush just a few years ago at that very same dinner, the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Here's the joke that George W. Bush had to say at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there.
Oh, that's funny, isn't it? Oh, they love that. That's a funny joke. Is that vulgar? Is that disgusting?
Maybe
is that hateful? Yeah, as bad as, and I'm not offering any excuses for Michelle Wolf. She was unfunny, she was hateful, vulgar. Not nearly as bad as George W. Bush. And when we look at that, you think it's something funny to joke about the fact that, let me give you an idea of the casualties of the Iraq War. Estimates of the Iraq War casualties range from 150,000 to 460,000. Oh, that's funny. It was all those weapons of mass destruction. Where are they? Are they over there? Are they over there? Ha, ha, ha. 2006 Lancet study, and a 2007 Opinion Research Business Survey put the numbers as high as 650,000 and 1.2 million, respectively. Oh, that doesn't matter because that's just those people over there, right? No, it was 4,491 American soldiers as well. So you think that's funny, George? That's real funny. Chasing down those weapons of mass destruction, all those soldiers killed. What have we got in Iraq now? Do we have a good situation there? Everything, mission accomplished there now? What did the aftermath of your mission accomplished look like? Will we ever see the end of the Iraq War? What did you accomplish? You know, the weapon of mass destruction, the real joke was the Bush administration and Netanyahu, one of the ones who pushed us into this. Let's, before we move on to what Netanyahu had to say, of course, let's just talk about some of the other things, not just besides the people who died. And, of course, the coalition forces, there was 4,800 coalition forces, but about 4,500 of those were Americans. See, when we have these wars, it's not going to be the other countries that are involved in all this stuff. It's going to be the U.S. that's going to be involved in this. I'm looking down the list of casualties here, and you know what? I see 4,491 U.S. casualties. I see 179 U.K. casualties. I see 33 from Italy, 23 from Poland. They keep going down and down and down. I'm looking. Let's see. Israel. I don't see any Israel there. There's not a single casualty from Israel listed out of the Iraq War. 4,809 people killed of coalition forces. I don't see one Israeli soldier. We got one soldier from Fiji killed. Not anybody from Israel. A soldier from Fiji. What business did that soldier who lost his or her life from Fiji, what business did that soldier have in Iraq? What business, by the way, did we have there? And it's not just the people who lost their lives. There are at least 500 Americans who are amputees because of the joke of George W. Bush and the lies and the propaganda of people like Benjamin Netanyahu. We have as many as 360,000 U.S. veterans of the Iraq War with traumatic brain injuries. Colonel Charles Hodge said in March of 2008 that nearly 30% of the troops on their third deployment suffered from serious mental health problems, like mental illness and suicide. That is an ongoing problem. So we don't have an end cap on that number. Yeah, where are those weapons of mass destruction, George? Where are they? Why aren't you in the docks before some court for what you've done to people? And we have, as we look at this, another bit of insanity here. And this isn't the first time it's happened. This particular judge, you know, we really seriously need to take a look at what we do with federal judges. We have a lot of lunatics who are federal judges who think they are God, who think they can tell the president what to do at the border and on and on. And here's the latest example of this. We got a district judge, George Daniels, in New York. Where else? Well, California. He could be from California, too. This guy on Tuesday, now, for the third time, he has issued a default judgment against Iran for 9/11. Somebody needs to point out to this judge what the true conspiracy theory that the federal government gave us. They can't even keep their conspiracy theories correct. Yeah, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We're going to go after Iraq because of, you know, 9/11 or something. Or weapons of mass destruction. Total fantasy. Both of these things. I mean, according to their official conspiracy theory, 15 of the 9/11 perpetrators who flew two planes into buildings, and three of them collapsed in their footprint. Three buildings, two planes, okay? Two of them collapsed. One of them wasn't even hit by a plane. They went right into the ground. Now, architects have looked at this and said, couldn't happen. Pilots have looked at this and said, now they can't fly. Can't fly planes that low, that fast. But according to their official conspiracy theory from the government's conspiracy theory, 15 were citizens of Saudi Arabia, 2 were from the United Arab Emirates, 1 was from Egypt, and 1 was from Lebanon. So why is this New York judge saying we're going to order Iran to pay $6 billion to the family victims of the 9/11 terror attacks? It was on Tuesday, he did it again for the third time. He says the Iranian Central Bank and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard are liable for the deaths of more than 1,000 people on September 11th attacks. I know, where did this happen? Because there were more than 3,000 people who died. So is it that 2,000 of the people were killed by the official conspiracy theorists, perpetrators, and another 1,000 were somehow mysteriously killed by Iranians? What is the thinking of this judge? But I also see here an ominous parallel. Because, you know, we had Iraq invaded in the aftermath of 9/11, that they said was all about the Saudis. And you know what? If you believe this official conspiracy theory about 9/11, they think you're so stupid that you can't tell the difference between Afghanistan, Iraq, or Iran. And they are right. You can't tell the difference. If you are that stupid to believe that government conspiracy theory, you can't tell the difference between any of those three countries. Probably can't tell, well, we won't get into that. It's a bit vulgar. This from that. All right, we're going to be back. We're going to play for you what Benjamin Netanyahu said in 2002 and what he said a couple of days ago for comparison. We'll be right back.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Vitamin Mineral.
Neutral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets. Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
So as I pointed out in the last segment, I think that the real scandal at the White House Correspondents' Dinner happened when George W. Bush joked about, oh, can't find them weapons of mass destruction. Where are they? Oh, there are they. Far more so than what happened with Michelle Wolf. But let's talk about what Benjamin Netanyahu, the role that he played in Iraq. Didn't send any troops there. Yeah, isn't that interesting? As I said before, when you go down the list of 4,800 people who died there in terms of coalition troops, and let's not talk about the anywhere from 150 to 1.2 million. We don't really know. That's a wide variety of people that were killed in the area. That they don't really matter, right? It's just the coalition troops that matter. But it does matter when we look at the fact that out of 4,800 killed, just under 4,500 of those were American soldiers. We do all the heavy lifting in these wars that the globalists put us into. And as I said, it doesn't count all the people suffering from PTSD, committing suicide, people who have traumatic brain injury, people who become amputees and so forth out of that war. What was it for? What was your mission? What did you accomplish? Absolutely nothing. But we had Benjamin Netanyahu, not just Colin Powell, who was selling the lies of WMDs in Iraq. And it wasn't just saying, oh, we, you know, Saddam Hussein's got chemical weapons. We know that he had chemical weapons. As a matter of fact, we helped him use chemical weapons. We gave him the coordinates on where to drop them on the Kurds as he killed 6,800 Kurds. Was it 6,800 or 4,800? Who cares, right? It's just those other people. Doesn't matter if it's 5,000, 7,000. It's just those other people. We don't really keep score. We do, however, tell him where to drop the nerve gas on those people. We told him that the Iranians are about to overrun his position, so maybe you might want to, in an act of desperation, use gas on them. So we knew that he had weapons of mass destruction in terms of gas, but it was Netanyahu who sexed it up and told us that he was also developing nuclear weapons. Yeah, very specific about that. Let's play that clip, video 5, of Netanyahu back in 2002.
There is no question whatsoever that Saddam is seeking and is working and is advancing towards the development of nuclear weapons. No question whatsoever. And there is no question that once he acquires it, history shifts immediately.
And there's no question that he was lying to us then. And I really don't have any question that he's lying to us now. Here's what he said on Monday night. Here's Netanyahu 16 years later.
We are going to reveal new and conclusive proof of the secret nuclear weapons program that Iran has been hiding for years from the international community in its secret atomic archive.
Okay, so he was telling us that in 2002 that Saddam had no question about it. He had nuclear weapons. But, of course, to stop all that, not a single Israeli soldier died out of all the coalition forces. Somebody from the Fiji Islands, but not an Israeli. 2 days after enemy warplanes attacked a Syrian military base near Hama on Sunday, killing at least 11 Iranians and dozens of others, nobody has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. officials told NBC that it was indeed Israeli F-15 fighter jets that struck the base. That was reported by NBC News. And so the question asked by Zero Hedge is Israel preparing for war with Iran? And are they seeking U.S. support? Maybe they just want us to do it for them. Israel appears to be preparing for open warfare with Iran and seeking U.S. help and support on the list of potentials for most likely live hostility around the world. The battle between Israel and Iran in Syria is at the top of the list right now, said one senior U.S. official. Netanyahu, however, says in the wake of his dog and pony show that he's not seeking a war with Iran. I don't believe that either. I think he is still lying about that as well. As I said the other day, this doesn't matter whether you believe what he had to say there or not, because I think that what he was doing there was essentially a declaration of war. And he had the Israeli Knesset give him the power to go to war unilaterally on the same day. So don't read anything. They're not trying to start a war with Iran. Not at all. Netanyahu said on Tuesday they were not seeking war with Iran 1 day after unveiling what he said was evidence of a secret Iranian nuclear weapons program and 1 day after getting the power to unilaterally declare war without any further involvement by the Israeli Knesset. He said, nobody's seeking that kind of development. Iran is the one that's changing the rules in the region. Oh, really? They're changing the rules? Well, the UN Nuclear Agency, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, said on Tuesday that there is no credible indications of any Iranian activity after 2009. So they're saying that nothing has changed, except for Benjamin Netanyahu's presentation. Moon of Alabama broke this down, said that the material that was provided by Benjamin Netanyahu was not based on material that Israeli secret services acquired in Iran, but most likely from data that Iran had already provided to the IAEA during the implementation of the period of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. That's the JCPOA that everybody's talking about, the Iran deal, if you will, in the vernacular. Several nuclear proliferation experts point out that there was nothing new in Netanyahu's presentation. Nothing changed. The rules didn't change. Nothing changed. Jeffrey Lewis said everything that he said, tweeted this out, was already known to the IAEA and was published. And he gives a reference to the document, the IAEA gov/2015/68. That's the document published in 2015. He said there is literally nothing new here and nothing that changes what he believes is the wisdom of the JCPOA. Now, you can agree or disagree with that deal. I don't like being lied to by people of foreign governments to push the United States into continuing wars that are undeclared on our side. To hell with the consequences. And as they point out, as Moon of Alabama points out, if you look at this slide that he puts up, remember the slide where he said, we went to this neighborhood, and he shows like a Google Maps view, and then they circle that area with a red circle. And at the top of the slide, it says, in 2017, Iran moved its nuclear weapons files to highly secret location in Tehran. And he says the pictured slide claims they did it in 2017, but Israeli sources told the New York Times that Mossad detected the warehouse in early 2016. So why, if they didn't move the slides there for another year, why would they care about a random warehouse in Tehran under observation? You saw the pictures of the warehouse, and nothing special about that warehouse, pretty beat up warehouse. See, this is a case of, as the old saying goes, what a tangled web we weave when at first we practice to deceive. You tell people, oh, we noticed this warehouse in 2016. And then on the slide they put, well, in 2017 they moved it there. As Moon over Alabama says, well, most likely both of these claims are false. There's also more inconsistencies, they point out. One of the slides shows the potential position of a nuclear device and a missile as drawn in a well-known 2003 sketch by Iranian scientists that they took from these documents purportedly. He later claims the current Iranian missiles with a longer range could hold such a device, but that's wrong. The new Iranian missiles use a baby bottle nose cone that is too small to hold a device like the one researched by Iranian scientists 15 years ago. No current Iranian missile is capable of carrying such a nuclear device. And when we come back, we're going to finish up on this. I'm going to tell you what Condoleezza Rice thinks about it. And I'm going to tell you what Goldman Sachs thinks about this. You think this is blood for oil? I think it is. I think we've seen this for a long time in the Middle East. And it makes me sick. I am sick to death of the George Bush neocons. I'm sick to death of the Boltons, of the Nikki Haleys, of the Netanyahus, who lie so that we die for oil. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to finish up with the developing Iran situation. And then we're going to take a look at the Antifa Marxist holiday yesterday and how it was celebrated around the world. Beautiful thing to see black hooded individuals throwing Molotov cocktails, destroying cars, burning buildings, and attacking the police around the world. It's a fitting tribute to Karl Marx and his legacy. But let's finish up with what's going on in Iran. Condoleezza Rice went on Fox News and had this to say about whether or not it's a good thing if Trump left the deal with Iran.
Well, I actually think if we pull out now, it's not going to be a disaster that everybody's talking about. I would not have signed this deal. I don't think it was a very good deal. I think we were in a hurry to get a deal, and we left a lot on the table. And as you said, they got a lot up front. The allies love this deal, and I certainly hope that in their meeting with President Trump that Macron and Merkel talked about ways to improve the deal if we're going to stay in it. But if we get out of this deal, it's going to be just fine. The Iranians, I think, will try and stay in because they do want that investment eventually to start flowing. And by the way, the reason the investment isn't flowing is we still have sanctions on Iran because of terrorism. Mm-hmm. And that makes companies very wary of going into Iran and finding out all of a sudden that actually they were funding the IRGC.
All right, so that's Condoleezza Rice. And she said, hey, we get out of it, we'll be just fine. If we stay in it, that's okay too. Basically sitting on the fence with us. And pointing out that they want to get the money flowing. And let me tell you what, that is what this is really about. Israel may have a national security interest here because the Iranians, unlike the Saudis, are not taking a hands-off position as far as the existence of the Israeli state. That is their business to do something about it. It is not our business to go in and take out the Syrian government or the Iranian government for the benefit of the Israelis as we did in Iraq. And I'm not sure that what we did in Iraq benefits the Israelis in the long run either. Let's just understand that. When we do the types of things that we did in Iraq and Libya, I don't think that Israeli security is enhanced. I don't think that American security is enhanced. We have created more chaos. We have enabled the terrorists to have places where they can function as an arms bazaar, as a military base. I think it is a wrong-headed strategy, both for the good of America and for Israel. But when you look at the Saudis, and just as Condoleezza Rice was focused on the fact, well, you know, from an economic standpoint, the Iranians want to have this. From an economic standpoint, the Saudis want this to happen. That's why I said, no more blood for oil, especially not blood for the Saudis' oil, to support that state. Their existential threat in all of this is the price of a barrel of oil and the gas pipeline that is running through that area. They don't want it running through. They don't want a Russian pipeline running through Syria. They want a U.S. ally pipeline running through Syria. That is the big part of this. And so that's why Goldman Sachs is euphoric about oil. That's the headline from Zero Hedge. Why Goldman is euphoric on oil. There is no precedent of this happening outside of a recession. They're very excited about this. This is something that's going to work out to the benefit of all the OPEC powers. And so I want to get into the Antifa Marxist stuff. Before we do, real quick, Leonard, just remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of products on sale right now. We have 25% off BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement. Also, 25% off Secret 12, our vitamin B12 supplement. I also take that on a daily basis. And we have several products that are 50% off, centered around Super Male Vitality. Super Male Vitality itself, by itself, is 50% off. And then we have some combo packs of Super Male Vitality that are 50% off. You can get Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power together, 50% off, the two of them. Or you can also get Super Male Vitality and Real Red Pill, 50% off. And finally, you can get a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods, storable for 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. You can reseal it even after you open it initially. And if you get that 3-month supply of Survival Shield, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can also get an Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filter, the big one. That's the one that my family uses right there. So you've got a 3-month supply of food, and you've got a way to purify your water for the long term. So that's a great thing to have, regardless of what happens. You know, I don't expect, unless things really get out of hand, they want to have a worldwide war, but I don't expect that we're going to have something from this situation in Syria and Iran blow back into the United States. Who knows? Anything can happen. It's going to have a blowback in terms of prices. So if you want to set in the price of food and a lot of other things that may spike, if you want to make sure that you are protected against natural disasters, we've seen that happen over this last year, both with hurricane season and floods and so forth, as well as snowstorms, it's a good idea to have a 3-month supply and a water filter that lets you keep your family going, protect your family in that as well. All right, we've got some pictures of some of the May Day celebrations by the Marxists that happened in Paris. That was where it appeared to be the worst. We had 109 people arrested by the French police in Paris, but they had 1,200 troublemakers, as they like to call them in Yahoo. They're just troublemakers. Mistakes were made. You know, these guys in the black hoods and the and so forth, you know, they made a few mistakes, some unwise choices. Throwing Molotov cocktails and things like that at buildings and businesses and automobiles and throwing bricks at police officers. Just 1,200 of them dressed in black on the Austerlitz Bridge, as they point out. And as Yahoo went on to say, the rise of far-left black bloc protesters. That's what they call them there, black bloc. We call them Antifa here. You know, you see these Antifa people. So we've seen them in all the different protests here. They love to wear the hammer and sickle, and they celebrate Karl Marx and everything. That's their, you know, that's his constituency right there. They turned up with the intention of attacking police and attacking property. They said there were a number of people who turn up like you or I in civilian clothing, said one individual, and then suddenly they are dressed in black bloc outfits in the middle of a crowd. They were shouting, "Rise up, Paris! Everyone hates the police!" They were anti-capitalist protesters. We're doing the same stuff that the anti-capitalist protesters do here in America. They said, we are sick of this capitalist system that destroys everything. And so they destroyed everything. Oh, these kids. They must not teach them the meaning of irony. 31 shops and businesses have been damaged while 6 cars were burned. and another 10 smashed. This is, again, throughout Paris, they're having anti-capitalist looters who help themselves to food and drinks, grabbed cash from the broken cash registers on the charred floor of the businesses that they burned down. Blazing cars could be seen after thousands flooded the streets to march for the rights of workers around the world. And why is this happening so much in Paris? Well, it's because you had Emmanuel Macron, the Rothschild banker, who ran at the head of the Socialist Party. How's that? So that's kind of the way these people have always operated. Just like it was the German central bankers who sent Vladimir Lenin into Russia out of Switzerland in a sealed train with $10 million of gold bars in that train to start the Russian Revolution. It's always started by these guys at the top. It's the, just as we see in the big cities like New York, LA, and so forth, you've got the super rich, the George Soros and everything, and then you've got their useful idiots. You've got their shock troops, their ground troops, who are the poor numbskulls who buy into this communist manifesto. They buy into the hatred. They buy into the envy. They buy into the class division. They buy into the desperation that they don't have any upward mobility, and so they have to destroy everything that's there. And that's what these people like Soros and the German central bankers who started the Russian Revolution, that's what they're always about. And you look at Macron, he's right out of that mold. You have a Rothschild banker, and he gets himself elected at the head of the Socialist Party. And then what does he do? He starts doing anti-socialist things. He starts doing things like, and what these kids are really upset about, is that he has said we're going to have new admissions criteria, and we're going to have rankings and qualifications to get into public universities. Why? Because they get it for free, just like Bernie Sanders wants to do here in the United States. It's already happening in France. What did it breed? It bred these Antifa revolutionaries who are out there saying capitalism destroys everything, as they're destroying everything, as they're burning down businesses, as they're burning down cars, as they're attacking the police. They say, oh, capitalism is destructive. These are the kids who are going to school for free, absolutely no merit requirements whatsoever. They get free schooling, free housing, and cash subsidies. And when Macron comes in and says, we're going to take a look at some of that, then they start burning the place down. And then there's Portland. 22 police cars vandalized in Portland by Antifa. Yeah, they do the same thing everywhere. We've got more of this on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to get back to the celebrations of May Day and showing you what communism is really about. People who embrace it. But at the top of the hour here, we have our radio affiliates are doing news breaks. I want to take a look at what's going on with the NRA and the attacks towards the NRA and towards the Second Amendment, towards your right to defend yourself. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about your liberty. They're out there saying, well, we're marching for our lives. Well, we're marching for our lives as well because we have to have the liberty. That's what we're really marching for. We're marching for the liberty to protect our lives. That's what we're marching for. That's why we have organizations like I talked to Larry Pratt yesterday, Gun Owners of America, other organizations like the NRA. And when I was talking to Larry Pratt yesterday, we were talking about the fact that Bank of America and Citibank, two of the big six or seven or eight banks that are too big to fail, too big to jail, they get the subsidies, they get the loan shark interest rates, they get the zero interest rate loans for nearly a decade from the Federal Reserve, and then they charge you 25% interest rates on your credit cards or whatever, maybe more if you get behind, if they change your credit rating. They don't pay you any interest on your savings. But, you know, when you've got a situation, even if they're charging you 4 or 5% for a home loan and they're getting the money at 0% or 0.25% or something like that, that is usury. We never had that kind of spread before until we had the OPEC shock. And that's one of the things that concerns me about the idiocy that is happening right now in Syria and Iran. I don't want to see the Bush administration become the third administration of the Bushes. I'm sorry, the Trump administration be the third administration of the Bushes. And I'm worried that's the direction that it's going with the people that are in there now with Bolton and others. But let's focus here on the NRA. So after the Bank of America and Citibank say we're not going to loan money to any gun resellers or any gun manufacturers, now you've got Cuomo. The New York governor, Cuomo, wants private companies to break their ties with the National Rifle Association. And he says he is directing the Department of Financial Services there in New York, this is the governor of New York, to urge insurance companies, won't even be able to get insurance, let alone do any banking. That's the way they're going to shut down the Second Amendment. To urge insurers and bankers statewide to determine whether any relationship they have with the NRA or similar organizations, and that would be people who sell guns, people who manufacture guns, the NRA, anybody who advocates for a constitutionally recognized right. Oh, we're going to shut them down using the Department of Financial Services telling insurance companies and banks don't do business with anybody who supports the Constitution. He said that sends the wrong message to their clients and their communities. So we at the New York State Department of Financial Services, we want the banking and insurance industries in New York to follow up with guidance letters to insurance companies and banks threatening them if they do business with the NRA. And so we had a reporter yesterday at the White House ask Sarah Sanders if it was insensitive for President Trump to be speaking at the NRA meeting that's going to be happening in Dallas over this weekend. And here's what she had to say. First of all, I want you to hear the way this guy is like, oh, he's so weepy. Anyway, I'll let you hear his question, her response.
The second question was about the NRA meeting this week. There are a lot of Americans who say this is an insensitive time to be speaking to the NRA, given the epidemic of gun violence, which the president himself has talked about. What's the administration's response to that? Why make the decision to speak at the NRA now? As the president has said before, a lot of presidents have not spoken before the NRA at their annual convention.
Certainly, as we have indicated on many occasions, safety is a big priority. Security is a big priority for the administration, but we also support the Second Amendment and strongly support it and don't see there to be a problem with speaking at the National Rifle Association's meeting.
Yeah, she made it clear that unlike the New York governor, they strongly support the Second Amendment. They strongly support it, she said, and they support the National Rifle Association. You got the liberals, though, using their statewide financial services to send out threatening letters to banks and insurance companies. Anybody that deals with someone who supports the Constitution, we got to shut them down. And Yeah, she shut down that reporter who was trying to shame her about speaking up for your right to defend your life.
I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5-year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
We were talking in the last hour about the people celebrating Marxism. And how do you celebrate it? By burning society down. Capitalism, they're saying, destroys everything as they're throwing Molotov cocktails and throwing bricks at the police and burning businesses and stealing their cash and so forth. Yeah, it is a philosophy of envy and hatred and division and despair. And it creates death and despair everywhere it goes and poverty. And I'm going to tell you why in just a moment. But let's go back and take a look at a little bit more of what happened in Paris as reported by an RT reporter. And if you're watching this, if you're not watching this, she's got a vest on to protect herself. She's got a helmet on, and she still gets tear gassed in this area. Here's the reporter.
Give you a sense of what sort of damage has been created from those clashes. And not just the clashes, but the
burned
damage that
out
was caused
hulks
by
of
the
buildings
protesters.
The police and cars.
Warned early on Tuesday morning ahead of these May Day protests that they thought they were going to be hijacked by anti-capitalists, by anti-fascists, and they were indeed that. They came out in their hundreds, ready with their gear, their safety gear, to be able to protect themselves from the tear gas, the masks. Just have a look at this. This is one of the vehicles that they burnt, still smoking there. And just behind it, the plumes of smoke that came up from this vehicle, huge black plumes of smoke, went up and just completely masked this block of apartments where people were living. The protesters were damaging and smashing items up across this part.
Protesting, in fact, somebody's got a business, somebody's got a car that they don't have. So let's destroy it.
When they came and when they started the fires here and when these apartment blocks were put in danger, then the police intervened and we were caught in that crossfire. Here's what happened.
In the middle of clashes now, starting being the police. I want you to have a look over there. You'll see the tear gas is coming up to us. The police are moving in, and that's because just behind us there is a fire going on. The demonstrators have put fire to a vehicle and a motorbike, and as you can see, the smoke. Oh gosh, it.
Right, she can't talk anymore. She's got to get out of there. Let's hold her right there. You can play some of that B-roll there. But, you know, and again, this goes back. I keep coming back to this because it made me really mad to see people pushing back on what I said about the use of CS gas against the children and people at Waco. CS gas, by the way, is a chemical weapon. It is banned for military use by 100 nations. That is a fact. And all the people out there say, well, I'm in the military, I'm in the police, and we play with tear gas all the time, and it's okay, it's not fatal. No, it is. As a matter of fact, the government commission that investigated Waco, it's either in 2000, 2001, said that if you use CS gas, not in an open area there, I mean, you saw that gas, you could see that it wasn't very concentrated, she could no longer talk. It not only disorients you, but typically most people just fall flat on the ground. They can't breathe. And if you do it in a tightly enclosed area, which is the way that it was used at Waco, the government itself says that it will kill you. It will kill you. And of course, it was introduced in a way that was a sprayed out as a particulate matter, which is easily set on fire. But it is also particularly not just being enclosed in an area like that, but used against women and against children and babies who don't have gas masks in an enclosed area. Now, you can see the effects that it has on people in open areas. If you've ever been tear gassed, even in an open area. That's why. So even though they have banned it, oh, interesting little tidbit here. It was developed in the 1950s by the scientists at Porton Down, that place right down the street, about 7 miles away from where the Skripals were supposedly poisoned by nerve gas. They weren't poisoned by nerve gas, by the way. But Porton Down scientists developed that CS gas. Banned for military use, but of course governments reserve the right to use it against you, against their own people, because they don't have that kind of respect for you. You're their slaves. So as we look at May Day, we have a New York Times columnist. Here's the headline. May Day. Marx was right. Yeah, he was right. All right. We'll talk about that more in just a minute. But as we look at them destroying everything in sight, burning down the cars, burning down the buildings because, you know, they don't have that. These are Antifa kids in Paris who are upset because their free college education, their free room and board, their free subsidy might be taken away because they're going to have to keep up their grade point average. That's what we're talking about here. That's what made them so angry. And those people there, just think of them, you just call them the Bernie Brigade. That is the core of the Democrat Party, the Progressive Party here in America. The Bernie Socialists, or as I call him, Bernie Sandinista, because he's never figured out what happened in Central America. Oh, they always say, oh, don't look at the Sandinistas. Don't look at Venezuela. That wasn't a proper implementation of Marxism. It's always excuse, isn't it? Always excuse. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But as we're looking at the way that they burn things down, and of course, the Chinese Communist government, as I talked about yesterday, or I think maybe it was Monday, they are going to be providing a statue to Karl Marx, the Chinese Communist government. That's how much the Chinese Communists, that's how much President Xi loves communism. I mean, they still have their 5-year plans. He sees himself as reinventing himself in the mold of Mao. He's creating a cult around himself just like Mao did. And they are old-style aggressive communists in China, and they are building a monument. They funded a monument to be erected in the hometown of Karl Marx. I think they're going to unveil it this Saturday on his 200th anniversary. The communist Chinese still love him. But, of course, the Antifa people want to, I think that might be it right there. Maybe they got an early glimpse of what he looks. Of course, we all know what he looks like. We just don't know what the statue looks like. But maybe that's an early glimpse of it. The official unveiling, I guess, is this weekend. They want to destroy our current civilization. They want to destroy our culture. They want to destroy our history. Good example of this is a place not too far from where I used to live in North Carolina. The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. You know, they have a Confederate monument there. That's been the center of all this destruction of our culture. Started with a Confederate monument. It started with Nikki Haley, by the way. By the way. That foreign neocon, Nikki Haley. She started all this stuff. They had one picture of a guy who was a mass shooter and said, oh, look, he's got a Confederate flag in the background. So we have to purge everything that has to do with the Confederates. And then it went from there to the Union generals and so forth. They started taking down their statues. And then we started taking down Christopher Columbus. And we started taking down other presidents and so forth. That doesn't end because the whole point, and we said this from the beginning, it's not about the Confederates one way or the other. It is about American history, American culture. They have to destroy everything. And so in UNC Chapel Hill, they have a Confederate monument. They call it Silent Sam. It's a picture of a Confederate soldier, not a general, not anybody in particular. But it was a monument to the people who fought that war not as slave owners. There weren't that many slave owners, plantation owners in the South. It was a rich man's war, you could argue, but it was poor man's fight. The poor guys were fighting to defend their right to self-government. They were fighting to defend their country from a federal government that had usurped its authority and had invaded its country and was shooting and killing and burning people in their country. That's what the Confederate soldiers are fighting for. That's what my great-grandfather fought for. He didn't own any slaves. But he wasn't going to be the slave of Washington. He wasn't going to be on the plantation. We're talking about what Kanye West is saying. Yeah, we all embrace slavery. It ended private slavery, but it made us all slaves to the federal government. We're all on that plantation to one degree or the other, white or black. But, of course, that's a monument they want to take down. And so they had live broadcast on Facebook. They had a protester throwing red paint and presumably blood on Silent Sam. Silent Sam. And the vast majority of Americans remain silent. So when we come back, we're going to take a look at Karl Marx at 200. We're going to take a look at how in Germany, you know, they've had, it's going to happen probably eventually. I don't know if it's going to happen now or not, but eventually North and South Korea, that those barricades will come down. And the people in North Korea will say, what were we thinking? And some of the people in East Germany are saying that. But then some of them are still hardcore Marxists, just like you see people having pictures of Mao still in China. There's a big Mao cult still in China. It's absolutely amazing.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
I knew about iodine a long time ago and the effects of iodine because looking at, again, the root cause of what's going on, we are all exposed to endocrine disrupting chemicals every single day. We're exposed to lead. We're exposed to mercury. We're exposed to bromine, chlorine, and fluoride, the other toxic halogens. But think about what's going on right now in America and around the world. What does an iodine deficiency do? Well, causes you to gain weight. Think of all the thyroid problems that we're having and we're seeing right now around the world.
Our bodies absolutely must have the good halogen, iodine, or we will die. And you look at all of the thyroid problems and all the people that don't have energy and that have all sorts of hormone problems. And from my research, and a lot of just mainline research, it leads back to iodine over and over and over again.
If you've been in this field as long as I have, like 20-something years, you know it's very hard to detoxify and to get those things out of the body. Iodine is one of those miracle substances.
I mean, this is so massive. Just iodine alone is just as critical as vitamin C.
I would say it's even more critical because you look at all of the glandular tissue in the body, the reproductive tissue, the ovaries, the breast tissue in women, the prostate gland.
Fertility is key.
Fertility, but
Nourish up.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Take a look at Marx. We're going to take a look at the true monuments to Marxism. And we've got some other news we're going to get into. We've got immigration updates. We've got some information about homeschooling. We've actually had a big victory in California. In California, they went after the homeschoolers in a big way because of that one family, that really strange family where the mother and father said they were homeschooling their kids, and actually they kept them chained up, weren't feeding them. And that was bizarre, and a true outlier, not typical of anything, let alone homeschooling. But they seized on that to try to come after homeschoolers, and the homeschoolers came out by the thousands to push back on it. And it's a good example of what you can do if you get involved at the local level to stand up for your rights. Nobody is going to protect your rights but you. You are not going to have your liberties handed back to you by anybody in Washington, as a matter of fact. Once somebody goes to Washington, it's almost like they've had a brain transplant. They forgot how they got there. They forgot the promises that they made. For the most part, I mean, you see some people who stick to it, but they are a rare breed in Washington. You are not going to see the Washington bureaucracy that has spent its entire life giving itself powers and financial perks and lifetime employment. You're not going to see them give you back your freedom. They're not going to go away. You have to cut them off, and you have the tools to do it. You just have to pay attention, and you have to do something. You have to fight it. And one of the things they said after they won this fight, they said, all right, we survived to fight another day. The fight for liberty is never finished. It is eternal vigilance. And if you won't do it at the local level, nobody's going to do it for you. Certainly nobody in Washington. So we're going to talk about that coming up as well as some of the things that are happening with the Mueller investigation, the usual court intrigue that's going on. But I want to finish up with Marxism here. Because as I pointed out, we got China paying for this statue that's going at his birthplace. We got 50,000 Chinese people a year are visiting there. We've got the president of China, President Xi, sees himself as being another cult leader along the lines of Mao Zedong. And the true monuments, folks, of communism are not going to be the statue erected by the Chinese government. The true monuments of communism are North Korea, East Germany, Venezuela, and China itself. Take a look at the way that they are treating their citizens. This massive oppression that is still going on there. Yes, they lightened it up a bit, didn't they? Working with the globalist, Kissinger and others, who transferred our jobs and our factories over there, and they lightened up things a bit. And the people of China, and I'm glad to see that their life has improved a great deal compared to what it was. But they're still being used as slaves compared to the communist elite, who are still operating on their five-year plans. But there is a debate that's going on in Germany, especially in this German town, the home of Karl Marx. As Yahoo points out, people from the capitalist former West Germany and the once communist East are of two minds about Karl Marx. And as I said when I talked about this, I think it was yesterday, we don't need to debate this anymore. We've had a controlled experiment in East and West Germany. We've had a controlled experiment that is still ongoing in South Korea and North Korea. There is no question that Marxism, that socialism, that a planned economy creates tyranny, poverty, death. We see it still happening in North Korea. This should not be a debate. And it just shows what idiocracies our universities are. The fact that we have the Communist Manifesto is the most widely read book in our universities. They say there at the birthplace of Marx, they're planning 600 events for this year, the 200th anniversary of his book, along with this statue as a gift from communist China. A 92-year-old woman that they interviewed there, who would not give her last name, interestingly enough. I wonder who she's afraid of. Maybe it's the communists. Maybe it's the Antifa people. She said, growing up in the West, she rarely heard mention of Marx, and it was only this year that she learned anything about him. She wouldn't give her name. She's 93 years old. And you have a an individual there says, well, there is a growing timeliness about Karl Marx. Certainly, as we look at financial and economic crises, and that is the way this is going to be played out. You still have these elitists who go to Bilderberg, these elitists who are funding the communist revolutions just like they funded Lenin. They are talking about not the proletariat, but the precariat. They're trying to figure out how they can control you, the mass public. That's a large part of why we have this social media oligarchy that has come up with Facebook and with Google, Twitter, and others. They want to know what you, the crowd, are thinking. They want to take a look at your metadata. That's the most important thing. Yeah, they're interested in the interesting people, not the bad people, as Michael Hayden has always said. I play that clip all the time. Yeah, we're not looking for bad people. We're not looking for terrorists. We're looking for interesting people. You know, like the Trump administration, we think that they might pull back on the deep state or the bureaucracy, so we're going to do what we can to get dirt on them, to try to constrain them with a continuous scandal or whatever. But they are interested in you, the hoi polloi, the proletariat, or the precariat, because they see you as a precarious threat to them. See, because of social media, because they had to put this out there, you know, they created the internet. It was a DARPA invention. It was a psychologist who created Licklider. And he created it as an instrument of control and monitoring. But it was necessary first for them to offer you freedom, the freedom to get on to Facebook and Twitter for free. You know, you're the product, yes, of course, but you can get on there for free. And then they start making money off of it, but then they also start monitoring what you think about things. So they can look at their narrative and see if you're buying into it or not. See how they can control you. And they're concerned that as they move on with this consolidation of wealth that is happening, that you're going to be a precarious threat to them. We also have a guy who is president of the Union of the Victim Groups of Communist Tyranny. His name is Dieter Dombrovsky. He said, Karl Marx developed the foundation upon which all subsequent communist dictatorships have been built up until today. He said, communist dictatorships implemented everything that he wrote word for word. This is a guy, the Victims Association of Communism. Yeah, they always say, oh, well, it hasn't been a proper implementation of communism. He said, according to our penal system today, if someone were to incite a person to commit murder, and if that other person carries out the murder, then the ones who incited the murder are also convicted, which is only right. This is a guy who was once jailed by an East German dictatorship. And so he says, in Germany, if we erect a statue, that means that we are conferring an honor to that individual. See, he sees Karl Marx not as somebody to be honored, but as somebody who is a mass murderer. And that is exactly right. He says he developed the foundation that was implemented by all these communist dictatorships. It was a foundation of systematic lies, of envy, of class hatred. It was a system of division, a system of desperation that teaches that you have no class mobility. You are a victim of your circumstances, and you got to burn everything down so you can start all over again. You can be a useful, youthful idiot. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, a lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut from the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. Here's a big BBC report today. How bacteria are changing your mood. If you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. MycoZX is back. Antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in. But the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with MycoZX exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
We're going to finish up with this communist stuff, but it is very important, folks. We have to understand that civilizations turn on education. And I'm going to get to education here in just one moment. You can see how the useful idiots of the Marxists, these people who are burning things down in Paris and elsewhere, the people who want to burn down and tear down our civilization here as well, that is a large group of people who have been gaslighted systematically by the educational system. So we're going to take a look at that, but let's finish up on the communist stuff, because I was just talking about the individuals who were talking about the victims of communism. You know, a lot of people said we need to have a day to celebrate the victims of communism. Not just May Day. You know, May Day used to be a day that they had set aside for labor unions and workers and so forth to celebrate, but it, of course, got rolled into a celebration of Marxism. Because that all kind of, they're all kind of connected there. But instead of that, maybe that day, maybe on another day, we need to recognize the victims of communism, the victims of Lenin, Stalin, Mao, the three biggest ones. As they point out in Reason Magazine, maybe we ought to have a day, maybe May Day itself ought to be the day that we celebrate it. We have, according to the Black Book of Communism, 80 to 100 million people dead in the 20th century because of the implementation of Karl Marx's philosophies. I think that's a conservative estimate. I think nearly that many people were killed by Mao alone, if you just look at the massive starvation of his Great Leap Forward. Yeah, it wasn't a great leap forward. It was a leap back into some kind of a feudal system. And it was futile. It was juvenile, what he did to people. It was criminal, what he did to people. But when you have absolute power, and there's nobody to tell you you can't do anything, no matter how ridiculous it is, you can implement that. And we're going to be seeing that with this current Chinese leader as well. I don't think that the existential threat to the United States is the Mideast. Yeah, the oil there has the ability to wreak havoc upon our country if we do what the Saudis want us to do. Our interests are not theirs. But they have been linked by Henry Kissinger, just as we have seen our industrial base transferred to the Chinese during Henry Kissinger's presidency, because he was the real president, in my opinion. During his presidency, we saw the American industrial base transferred to China. We saw our financial controls transferred to the Saudis. And we're going to have to live with those consequences or undo them. But getting back to this, as they're saying, we appropriately have a Holocaust Memorial Day. It's equally appropriate to commemorate the victims of the 20th century's other great totalitarian tyranny. May Day might be the most fitting day to do so, or we could pick another day. But when we look at this, it is still going on. We have, Soviet communism wasn't as big as what we saw happen with the Khmer Rouge and the killing fields there, or even with North Korea, because North Koreans have had longer to go. They point out largely unreformed communist regimes remain in power in Cuba, in North Korea, in China, in Venezuela. But, of course, every time you look at one of these countries, they say, well, that's not a proper implementation of Karl Marx. Karl Marx had this utopian idea, from each according to his ability to each according to his need. And, you know, they asked kids in school, most of them, you know, where does that come from? Most of them would say, well, I think that's in the Bible. No, it's not. No, it's not. And the problem that we see here is that the socialist revolutions, like we saw in France and we saw in Russia and we saw in China, the socialist revolutions were godless revolutions. The American Revolution was different. The American Revolution was led by people who had a Christian, a biblical understanding of human nature. And so they understood that from each according to his ability to each according to his needs. It wasn't going to work. That's against human nature. As a matter of fact, one of the key stories about the founding of this country, about the first Thanksgiving, one of the problems that they had there was that they had, everybody was trying initially a communist system. When they nearly starved, they said, all right, everybody's going to grow their own food. If you don't work and grow your own food, you're going to starve, or you're going to depend on the charity of other people. And that made all the difference in the world. Americans understood that you had to work for this because they had been independent. They had had an agrarian society. But most importantly, they had Christian and biblical understanding of human nature. And the communist atheists, these philosophers, these economists of envy, they had no understanding of human nature. None whatsoever. But the monuments of communism are with us in North Korea. In Venezuela. In Venezuela, 5 years of severance pay, now we'll get you a cup of coffee. That is the legacy of Karl Marx. That is the legacy of 200 years of Marxism. It is nothing but a sophistry to erect a government, a kleptocracy, or a kakistocracy, you know, a government of criminals, of theft. It is nothing but a bit of, it's a misdirection. It is an intellectual argument that people who don't live in the real world, that live in colleges, college students who've never existed in the world, they're easily deceived by that type of thing. As I point out, this is France 24 reporting from Caracas, Venezuela, when Yolanda Abreu got her check for severance pay after 5 years working as a cardiologist, She let out a laugh of sheer disbelief. It was barely enough for a cup of coffee. And like her, millions of Venezuelans have seen their salaries decimated by rampant hyperinflation, expected to drive prices up by 13,000% this year, according to the International Monetary Fund. That's right. That's what you get when you establish your society You think you're establishing yourself. That's what the common people think is like, oh, this is great. From each according to his ability to each according to his need. And then all the money goes to the corrupt tyrants at the top. Just like we saw with the people who were in power at Venezuela. First, they nationalized all the industries. Then they took it as their own personal assets. That's what happened with Hugo Chavez and his cronies. And that's one of the reasons why they're not, they're in such straits there. All right. So what is China doing? Well, the White House is pushing Beijing to roll back their Made in China 2025 initiative. As I said, I don't think the existential threat to America, in the Middle East or even in Russia is nearly as great as what's going on in China. As Zero Hedge points out, Chinese officials are less enthusiastic about Washington's demands that it scrap its Made in China 2025 initiative. This is an initiative to bolster high-tech manufacturing in a lot of key sectors. And as Trump's advisor, trade advisor, Peter Navarro, and again, he is one of the good guys in the Trump administration. I'm very glad to see that he is still there and that Gary Cohen from Goldman Sachs is out. There was this back and forth about whether or not we're going to try to equalize things between Chinese trade and U.S. trade. And Goldman Sachs and Wall Street Journal and the Wall Street investors and the banks and all said, oh, you're going to start a trade war. They don't care about real wars. They make a lot of money from real wars. They don't want a trade war, they said, because they don't want to see us equal on equal footing with the Chinese. They want all of the industry and technology that's coming up to be in China as well. Peter Navarro wrote in the Wall Street Journal last month, he said, China increasingly threatens to dominate the industries of the future. Artificial intelligence, autonomous vehicles, blockchain technology, robotics, high-tech shipping manufacturing, and more, said Peter Navarro. That's all part of this China 2025. And he said, and he actually wrote a book, Death by China. He understands that the existential threat, the threat to the existence of America, is China. It is the beta test site for globalist tyranny. Just take a look at their facial recognition system right now that they've got, where they can identify their 9 billion people or whatever. I mean, it just everybody is in the database. They can identify you by your face. They can identify you by your walk. They can instantly assess fines of jaywalking and all these other things to people. They're going to be putting in within just the next 2 years, they're going to have Big Brother literally in every home. Not just the urban areas, in the rural areas, and in people's homes. Yeah, they are the beta test site for the system of tyranny, slavery, and control that the globalists want. That's why Henry Kissinger did the great opening to China. He thinks the country's rise in high-tech manufacturing will lead to a military clash.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to have Steve Quayle joining us in the next hour, and we're going to be talking about transhumanism. Maybe you've heard a little bit about that, but I don't think you realize just how fundamental this transformation is going to be. It's one of these things that's kind of on the side, one of these side issues, kind of like transgender. You heard about that for a while, and then it becomes front and center. No pun intended. But we're going to be talking to Steve Quayle in the next hour. And I want to get on to immigration, because we have now had the Texas Attorney General is going to sue Washington, the Trump administration, to end DACA. That's an interesting legal position there. We're going to get on to that. I want to just say one thing before we get to that. We're talking about the fact that Peter Navarro, fortunately one of the key advisors to President Trump on trade, he won the fight to try to equalize trade between the United States and China after they'd been given preferential treatment for decades by the globalists led by Henry Kissinger. And they screamed bloody murder, said you're going to start a trade war. Gary Cohen resigned essentially in protest. Good. Glad he's out of there. Peter Navarro understands that the true threat to the United States is coming from China. And he believes that as they're continuing to move in these various ways, that that threat is going to become military. Taiwan believes that's going to become a military threat as well. As I reported briefly yesterday, you had the Dominican Republic given a little over $3 billion by the Chinese government. They basically bought their diplomatic recognition. The Chinese communist government gave the Dominican Republic $3 billion so they would break ties with Taiwan. And then say the only true China, that's really what he's about though, you know, the one and only true God, Allahu, President Xi, is China, mainland China. They're very serious about that. I mean, he is building his monument right now, a monument to his ego. And that is to extend his control over Hong Kong, to take away their freedom, to turn that into little communist puppets, but he also wants physical possession of Taiwan. And the Taiwanese say, we are not going to bow down to Chinese pressure. They have said that they want to purchase an additional 108 U.S. Abrams tanks. They said they have deep regret that the Dominican Republic has set aside 77 years of partnership with Taiwan in order to accept deceptive promises of investment and aid from China. They better hope they don't get under Chinese control in the Dominican Republic, let me tell you. But that's the direction they're going. What they're trying to do, it's basically some Caribbean nations, some small Pacific Island nations, recognize there's only about 20 countries that diplomatically recognized Taiwan. And the Chinese are trying to buy them off, to peel them off one at a time. For the ego of President Xi. Why does he care about that? Well, why does he care about establishing an artificial island right off the coast of the Philippines and fortifying it as a military base? It's going to be a war. It's going to be a war eventually somewhere, even if it's just limited into that area. They criticize the Chinese government for exacerbating tension in the Taiwan Strait, just as international society was working to promote reconciliation and dialogue in the Korean Peninsula. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. All right, before we get into immigration, I just want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have several products on sale, some of our most popular products. BrainForce Plus, 25% off. Bod Ease is 25% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 25% off. And we have several products that are 50% off, centered around Super Male Vitality. You can get Super Male Vitality by itself for 50% off, or you can get it in a couple of combo packs. There's a combo pack of Super Male and the Real Red Pill, 50% off for the two of them. Or you can get a combo pack of Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power, the two of those together, for 50% off. And finally, we have a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. A 3-month supply. When you buy that, you get a free Alexa Pure Gravity Feed water filter, one of the large water filters. That is a big savings on that water filter, a couple of $100. And that's the water filter that we use in my family. All right, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That funds this program, and it keeps us independent in the news. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on with DACA. We have the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, is going to sue the Trump administration to end DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. What action would that be? Well, that deferred action would be deferred enforcement of our immigration laws, deferred enforcement of our borders. Who deferred that action? As I pointed out many times, it was deferred by Obama's Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano. And now we're told by the federal judges on the left and the right coast, New York and California, that that is now set in stone. You can't change that. It came in as an executive order, and now President Trump, even though Obama's not president anymore, even though Janet Napolitano is not Homeland Security Secretary anymore, the current Homeland Secretary and the current president can't change that memo, can't change it. It's somehow taken on the power of a constitutional amendment, according to these judges. So there is a 7-state coalition. Texas will be leading it. Texas filed the lawsuit in a district court here in Texas. They say that this is what Paxton said. He said, left intact, DACA sets a dangerous precedent by giving the executive branch sweeping authority to ignore the laws enacted by Congress and to change our nation's immigration laws to suit a president's own policy preferences. He said, our lawsuit is about the rule of law, not about the wisdom of any particular immigration policy. Now, let me correct what the Attorney General was having to say. That may sound presumptuous, but let's understand this dangerous precedent is to say that the prior executive branch has the authority to ignore the laws enacted by Congress, and the prior executive branch can put into effect orders that cannot be taken out by the current executive branch. I mean, it's bad enough to say that the executive branch can override the responsibilities and the rule of law from Congress. That's bad enough that they did the executive order. But what is even worse is that we've got judges and an attorney general, Jeff Sessions, who is so gaslighted or stupid that he doesn't understand that there isn't any law to argue before the Supreme Court or before these federal judges. What's to argue about? They didn't change a law. They put in effect an executive order. That in and of itself was a problem. But then to say that this executive order cannot be changed by later executives, that memo from Homeland, because it's not an executive order, that memo from the Department of Homeland Security cannot be changed by a subsequent Homeland Security. That is an absurdity. To say that it suits the president's own policy preferences, it doesn't suit the president's own policy preferences. This president has a different policy preference. And it is the policy preference of judges that we're talking about here. It's the policy preferences of judges, these politically activist federal judges who are appointed for life. That needs to be changed. There are some fundamental reforms that need to take place. I agree with Paxton that this was wrong for Janet Napolitano and for Obama to overrule the laws, the immigration laws, and the border. Say, I'm just not going to enforce that. They should have been removed from office. They took a law, an oath to enforce the law. Took an oath to the Constitution. They took an oath to enforce the law. They said, well, I'm not going to enforce the law. I just thought I'm not going to enforce it. You can't do that. And so they should have done something about that at that point in time. But then to say that somehow they have created a legacy of an executive order that can now not be removed by the president, and it's going to be kept in place by the policy preferences of a judge? This is insanity. He goes on to say, Texas Dreamers, this is the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus, says Texas Dreamers contribute billions of dollars to our economy and make our community stronger by serving as police officers, firefighters, school teachers, and I'd say voters. Voters. That's really what they're looking at. If we look at Greece, they have a situation there. They've got 800,000 immigrants, one-tenth of the native Greek population will soon become citizens. That's what they want this for. That's what the Democrats want it for. Transpose the United States, that would be the equivalent of about 32 million new voters. This is what George Soros is doing in America. He has a 220-page guide created, says, this is an article from Zero Hedge, flooding the voter rolls in Greece. They're flooding the voter rolls here. It is a Soros plan. He has a 220-page guide to create a permanent voting majority for the Democrat Party by enlarging the U.S. electorate by 10 million voters by 2018. And they have to do this because if you look in California, they see that their pre-registration of 100,000 teenagers, only 38% of them voted registered Democrat. So the Democrats need to bring in foreign dependents so they can win the election. They're already doing it in Greece. They flooded the voter rolls in Greece. They're doing it here. We've got Beto O'Rourke saying we got to have debates with Ted Cruz in Spanish. Press one for English.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're just talking about immigration, talking about voters, because that's really ultimately what this is about. As I've said many times, the Democrats have to bring in foreign voters, foreign dependents, because they are losing people who've been here even for one or two generations. In California, pre-registration of 100,000 teens to vote, and only 38% of them in California voted Democrat. That's why they have to flood the voting rolls here, as they are doing elsewhere. This is a globalist agenda, the open borders, to take down the countries, the nations, the national sovereignty. And one of the ways that you do that is to homogenize these different countries, to bring in people who don't share the same historical and cultural common background that the existing countries do. And so in Greece, as I point out, 800,000 immigrants are soon going to become citizens. That's 10% of the voting population there. And George Soros has a 220-page guide of how he wants to do it for the Democrats here in the United States. And if you want to see the results of how this is going to look, we have the race for Senate here in Texas between Ted Cruz and his Democrat challenger, Beto O'Rourke. I find it kind of interesting. Both of them are part Spanish, and so Ted's got an English first name and a Spanish surname. Beto's got a Spanish surname and an English or an Irish last name. Anyway, so these two guys are going to be going up against each other. Now, the Democrat, Beto O'Rourke, says we want to have six debates, and we want two of those to be in Spanish. Think about that. I've just been cut out of two of those debates if they do that. I don't speak Spanish. I'm not interested in learning Spanish at this age in my life. And they don't have, I guess, a press one to hear the debate in English. In Switzerland, they have four languages because of their proximity to the surrounding countries. One part of Switzerland speaks French. Another part speaks German. Another part speaks Italian. If you go there, you'll see the signs in the respective areas set up for that. But they have one official language for government. And it's a Romanish or something like that. It's a strange language that's been around there for a long time. But they had these other three nationalities and cultures impinge upon that area. And yeah, that's fine. Everybody speaks these different languages in respective areas. But you have to have one common language for government. Think about all the debates that we have, the legal debates that we have about the meaning of very simple things in the Constitution, for example. What does this mean, shall not be infringed? I have no idea what that means. I mean, it's stupid. You know what that means. I don't need a court to interpret it for me. As I've said many times, it's not like it's written in a foreign language. Well, these people would have the government written in multiple languages. People like Beto O'Rourke, they would love to have an English language version of the Constitution and a Spanish language version. And you might find that there is a different nuance in the Spanish language, and they might be absolutely convinced that it means something completely different. You have to have a common language. We spend so much time arguing over the meaning of words, even when it's in a common language. What's it going to be when we create a Tower of Babel here? This is absolutely unacceptable. We need to make English the official language of American government, just as these Swiss have an official language of government. And what Beto O'Rourke is doing is pandering to a group, pandering to his trying to divide and conquer by identity politics. That is precisely what's happening. But one more thing. I think that we talked about DACA. We talked about the fact that we now have the Texas Attorney General going to sue the Trump administration, trying to sue some sense into our Attorney General. Good luck with that. But we've got dozens of illegals caught coming across the border, reported by Judicial Watch. Dozens, actually hundreds of illegals from ISIS. Various countries in Iraq and Syria. Yeah, you get an open border, you can have people from anywhere come in. Just as many of the immigrants from El Salvador that have gone all the way up to Long Island, New York. found that they couldn't escape MS-13 because we got open borders. They followed them right there.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and in the next segment, we're going to be joined by Steve Quayle and also by Timothy Alberino. They're going to talk to us about transhumanism and the upcoming conference, True Legends. Actually, I'm going to be a part of that. I'm going to be one of the keynote speakers there. It's coming up in the fall. So we're going to talk about transhumanism. It's a very important topic. You've probably only heard a little bit about it around the fringe, and it is right now kind of a fringe idea. But, of course, things like transgenderism used to be a fringe idea. Now it is the cause célèbre of the mainstream media, of the government, of our educational system. As a matter of fact, when the caravan got there, and I talked about this the other day, when the caravan arrived, we had Reuters report that they showed up and it was women, children, and transgenders at the border. Because, you know, we got to make everybody that's got victim status. And so that included the transgenders. I want to talk about the attacks in this segment, the attacks on homeschooling in California and elsewhere. And I want to talk about the lesson that you should learn about the pushback of that attack in California. This is coming from FEE.org, Foundation for Economic Education. And they talked about the successful pushback of people for their right, their freedom, to educate their children. It's not only an issue of parental rights, folks. This is an issue of religious freedom as well as an issue of free speech. You know, we look at the First Amendment. I've often said that you don't have freedom of religion. You don't have freedom of speech if you don't have freedom of education. That is essentially, you can take away those two components of it, but it really is about freedom of education. If you've got both those things there, you can have freedom of education, but that's not recognized in the Constitution. Unfortunately, we have created a federal bureaucracy that is dedicated to destroying our freedom of thought, our freedom of speech, and our freedom of the free exercise of religion. But how did this look in California? As Fee points out, this is a great victory for homeschoolers everywhere, and it is a pattern for how you can defend your freedoms. You are not going to be carried to a state of liberty on a feather bed, said the founders, and you're not going to have freedom given to you. It can only be taken. They can take it away from you. They're not going to give it to you, and you can take it back. And this is how you do it. They came by the hundreds, one newspaper said, perhaps thousands. Some traveled for hours, others waited for hours, all for the opportunity to protest one of the most outrageous homeschooling bills ever introduced, California's AB 2756. Spilling out into crammed hallways and overflow rooms, families poured into the state house just for the opportunity to spend a few minutes speaking their minds. Initially, the bill tried to mandate the fire inspections for all homeschooling families, which, not surprisingly, was rejected by firefighters themselves. You know, anything they can do to harass people. Then the proposal was amended, this time to force homeschooling families to give out private information about the names and addresses of homeschooling families. And, of course, in-home visitation at any time they wanted. And when they proposed this, I said, well, that's fine. You want to do that for homeschooling families? Maybe you should have teachers subject to having all their private information exposed. Maybe you should have teachers, public school teachers, teachers who work for the government. Maybe they should have their homes inspected, because we have all the time we find government school teachers who are abusing children, statutory rape, pedophiles, and so forth, or other issues. So, you know, if we're going to take the case of these Turpins, that family there in California, if we're going to make them the poster child for homeschooling families, well, let's take some of these child abusing teachers that we see everywhere. Let's make them the poster child for all teachers. Is that fair? Of course not. We know that they don't represent all teachers. Just like the Turpins don't represent homeschooling families. As I point out, the liberals try to use the nightmare of the Turpins, parents who use homeschooling as an excuse to torture and starve their kids, to push this stuff through. And conservatives fired back. Committee member Kevin Kiley said that using the Turpin family to create law was not good policy. He said, they are an extreme outlier case. Any data set will have extreme outlier cases. Just as I pointed out, you can find many individuals who work for the school, and they are certified and verified and bona fide by the school system, and yet they abuse children. That's an outlier. It's not typical. You don't make law based on that. Nearly 1,000 people spoke out in opposition, said reporters. Assemblyman Travis Allen said this law is absolutely wrong. It must fail. It must fail today. California's parents and children have the right to the very best education this state can possibly provide. And it did fail. And as I said, this is a great lesson to everybody for every issue, folks. You stand for what's right. You do the right thing. This is a great victory for homeschoolers everywhere. And here's the bottom line. We live to fight another day. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. But let's talk about, you want to talk about homeschooling? You want to make them the, you want to attack homeschoolers? And of course, the educational establishment does. The government doesn't like you telling your kids, giving your kids your values. They want to instill their values in the kids. That has been the objective of government ever since Plato's Republic. And so let's talk about some things that are not homeschool. This is on the Drudge Report. CNS News reports that 65% of 8th grade American public schools, this is all public schools, 67%, 65% are illiterate, reading and writing. 67% were innumerate. In other words, they don't know anything about math. Why Johnny can't read, why Johnny can't figure out that 2 plus 2 does not equal 5. The results are far worse for those enrolled in some urban Democrat districts. Only 5% in Democrat public schools, and these are 8th graders, are proficient in math. So let's just break this down. In Detroit, 93% of the people, of the 8th graders, are illiterate. 95% of them are innumerate. In Cleveland, 90% of the government school kids are illiterate, and 89% are innumerate. In Baltimore, 87% of the government school kids are illiterate. 89% are innumerate. In Fresno, California, 89% of the 8th graders in government schools are illiterate, and 86 are innumerate. Folks, you can go in and you can grab people from any system of it. You can pull people out of the government schools. You can pull them out of private schools. You can pull them out of charter schools. You can pull them out of home schools. And, you know, quite frankly, and I'll say this, I've said this many times to people who are contemplating homeschooling their kids. I said, I just don't know if I can do it. And I said, well, we know that the government schools aren't working. You know, anywhere from 65% to 93% illiterate. You can't do worse than that. But education is about more than reading and writing. And the government knows that. The government has made education about social engineering. You know, we look at this story out of a Catholic high school. I don't know if this is a charter school. It's the Dearborn Child, the Divine Child High School in Dearborn, Michigan. They came up with a modesty poncho, kind of like the cone of shame. You show up at the prom and your dress is not modest enough. They give you not a cone of shame, but they give you a poncho of shame. Or maybe that's a poncho of shamelessness. You don't have any modesty, so they give you that. But when we look at the way that the values that are being imputed to our kids, what is it? They have the religion of climate change ever since Earth Day. And of course, they have the social values that right now are focusing on transgenderism. Here's an example out of Florida brought to us by MRCTV.org. They say this is a father of an 11th grade girl. And this is what they had in their question. Ursula was devastated when her boyfriend broke up with her after having sex. To get revenge, she had sex with his best friend the next day. Ursula had a beautiful baby 9 months later. Ursula has type O blood. Her ex-boyfriend has type AB blood, and his best friend is type A blood. If her baby daddy is her ex-boyfriend, what could her baby's possible blood types not be? As they point out, in one question, you see contemporary public education laid bare. We got premarital sex, we got revenge sex, we got promiscuity, we got out-of-wedlock birth, we have statutory rape, all so they can talk about blood type. Ah, that's the government schools for you. That's why I homeschooled my kids, why you should think about taking control.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, a lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut from the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. Here's a big BBC report today. How bacteria are changing your mood. And if you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. Myco ZX is back. Antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in. But the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with Myco ZX. Exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Steve Quayle and Timothy Alberino. And, of course, we're going to be talking about transhumanism and an upcoming conference called the True Legend Series. It's going to be happening in the fall. I'm going to be there as one of the keynote speakers. But before we get into that, Steve, let's talk a little bit about transhumanism, because as we were talking during the break, I think this is one of those things that is kind of been on the fringe of what people are looking at right now, and they're not, people aren't really paying that much attention to what is happening with it. But like we've seen with the transgender issue, that surfaced on the fringe. It would come up every once in a while in kind of a fringy way. But now it is at the center of everything the mainstream media and the educational systems are talking about. As I said earlier, AP's talking about the caravan that comes to the border. And they said, well, you know, there were women, children, and transgenders at the border. They didn't mention men, okay, but it was transgenders. There were evidently a lot of transgenders in this because they are the victim status that we have right there. And we have, as we're coming into transhumanism, I think right now it is not really in the public's view so much, but it is going to be something that is pushed very hard by the elites. We've got the Cato Institute. We've got Saudi Arabia as part of their modernization program. They're talking about, they just gave citizenship to a robot. We've got the Cato Institute, Libertarian Think Tank Institute, funded by Koch brothers and others, saying we have to start thinking about robot rights. It's like, you're a Libertarian Institute. Why aren't you talking about human rights? That's what we need to be talking about.
Well, the whole issue with human rights is boiled down in the transhumanist argument and the hybrid age that we're in now. Basically, humans are to be replaced, displaced with H+, or a better human being that isn't subject to the, quote, original sin or the shortcomings of the human being. In other words, God never did a good enough job, but these guys somehow that seem to be responsible for wars and everything that's going on around the world, they're going to program the ultimate moral authority, actually immoral authority. And so basically, David, transhumanism at its very core end result is the destruction of mankind and the total dissolution of biological reproduction. They're talking every day on the front of Drudge about growing mammoths and artificial wombs, and they're talking about basically lab babies. There will be no human reproduction except for, of course, for the elite. And then with the sex robots and the whole, if you will, perversion of even robots, now they're going into areas of bestiality and pedophilia when it comes to robots. You can see where this is leading, and it absolutely is the, I would call, tech decadence. Years ago when I started on talk radio, I came up with that word, technological decadence. And so what we're seeing now is an acceleration, and we're seeing pornography. Look at pornography. It's gone from real people now to virtual people, and pretty soon it'll be in the robotic world. And we're seeing this now taking place where even the normal prostitutes and women of the night are complaining that the robots are getting more action than they are. And so now there's a movement growing all over the world that the women say, no, we're real women. We want our, I'm not endorsing it. But what I'm saying is that even the sexuality, human sexuality, which was, you know, given originally to recreate and procreate men and women in God's image and likeness, the whole issue is who's God? And these guys don't believe in the God of heaven. They certainly believe in the Luciferian global elite. So that somehow Lucifer is going to give us a golden age. And it's been from the day one. And that's our ancient history series and the stuff we do there all brings it to this point, too. And Talos, the first robot in history, 300 BC. I mean, we're talking about robots being around that long. Oh. And then Tim Alberino did he got knocked off of YouTube by this, but the point is he was doing a great job in describing in the Alberino analysis just how the, if you will, the secret societies have controlled technology. So they've always been gearing us to something, and who controls the mainstream media controls the world.
Yeah, and Tim Alberino, who is going to be running the conference that's going to be having the True Legends, you can find that TrueLegendsTheSeries.com, and you're putting that together that's coming up in the fall, right, Tim?
Yeah, we're doing it's really an unprecedented conference that's taking place from September 14th through the 16th of this year. And David, you are our keynote speaker for this conference. We're really excited to have you. You guys here have been talking about transhumanism for years.
Yeah,
been on the forefront of this conversation. So we're really looking forward to it. We're bringing three organizations together for this conference: InfoWars, Gen 6 Productions, our company, and Skywatch TV with Tom Horn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure many of your listeners know who Tom Horn is. He's also been on the forefront in the battle against the transhumanist agenda. So this is going to be an unprecedented event from the 14th to the 16th of September in Branson, Missouri. And people can get more information on gen6.com on our website for that. But we're really looking forward to
I am too. Because when we look at this, I mean, there's just an article, just over a month old from Slate Magazine, Thinking Outside the Old Religious Box. What they are doing is they're offering this transhumanism as a replacement to religion. You know, we got to get rid of a religion. There's a yearning for transcendence, they said. And of course, that has always been there. You know, you go back to the biblical account of the Garden of Eden. It's like, you will become like God. You will live forever. And that is exactly what they're promising us right now. They're promising us the God of technology. And it is not only decadence, but it is a God that these people actually worship. They think that's going to give them eternal life. And you were talking, Steve, about, the replacement, the ending of human sex, the manufacturing of children like, Huxley's Brave New World and so forth. They're openly talking about this, or now talking about the time frame in which they will bring it in. It's a eugenics, perspective on how they're going to manage everything. But it is also the end of humans and human families, of sexuality. And I think a big part of this, as I mentioned before, you know, the transgender thing that was on the fringe, then now brought mainstream, they're going to do the same thing with transhumanism. I think the transgender issue, however, is something that has been brought in as a transition, if you will, because they want to make that normal. You have the American Pediatric Society say, no, it is biological. It is your sex is biological, it is objective, and it is binary. They want to say, no, it is subjective, it is mental, it is not just two, you know, it is something like Star Trek or something.
Well, and I think Star Trek is kind of interesting, because in a couple of the episodes, or even in the films, they had the Forbidden Zone, okay? And the Forbidden Zone, even the ancient civilizations like Atlantis, Lemuria, Mu, Hyperborea, Ultima Thule, Shambhala, they all have a construct in that where when they were talking about the highest form of their technology, and whether people believe it or not, when they started messing around with the human genome and even robotics and advanced technology, that's when they say the gods destroyed them. And that's when the whole, if you will, the whole argument of, well, where did good and evil come from?
Yeah.
These people are sinisterly wicked. To try and understand this, in my opinion, in a normal, logical, cohesive manner is impossible, because it's spiritual. You know, we're talking about AI too, artificial intelligence, and what's important for people to understand is the artificiality means somebody is tampering with something that's real. You can't have artificial unless you have the reality of it. So the artificial intelligence, it's my
all right, hold it right there. We're going to pick that up on the other side of the break. We got a hard break. We're going to be right back with Steve Quayle and Timothy Alberino. We're talking about the conference coming up on transhumanism. More on transhumanism when we return. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. I was just about to walk out of the studio to pick my children up, and I got some bad news. For the second time in the 5.5 year history of Survival Shield X2, our flagship product, we are having supply chain problems, and this may be the last batch of this. We have deep earth crystal source that's so pure that it actually turns into purple gas in the atmosphere. And so in our own search to get the purest form, we discovered that oil companies and gas drilling companies had a byproduct that they were selling to pharmaceutical companies and also drug makers that they used to make drugs. And once they figure out there's a market, they start jacking up the price. But we're offering it still 25% off until it sells out. Hopefully, just like the last time this happened a few years ago, it's not an issue and we do get more. But right now, we are not able to secure the crystals that produce the purest iodine in the world. But what it does is for stamina, libido, focus, energy is really amazing. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Steve Quayle and Timothy Alberino, and we're talking about the upcoming conference, Gen6.com, but more importantly, about transhumanism, because that's what the conference is going to be about. And you have to understand, as I pointed out earlier, Slade is saying, we got to think outside the old religious box. You know, Steve, I think I'll go with that old-time religion.
Me too.
And they say that they are disrupting the debate between science and religion by showing us a new way of framing the issue. But it really is the same old issue. You will become like God. You will live forever. And the God is the God of technology. But you were saying during the break that you've been identified along with Tom Horn as the transhumanist resistance. Is that what?
Yeah, that's a wonderful title that they've given us at Oxford University, specifically one author that has taken it upon himself to tell the transhumanists worldwide, hey, you better watch those guys because, you know, they're telling people that our plot, our plan, our scheme, the whole transhumanism is something, it's got spiritual overtones and It's something that they've identified as evil. It's just like when you guys have had We Are the Resistance or You Are the Resistance.
And then it got co-opted by Hillary Clinton.
You got it. And you know, the bottom line is the idea globally is that this thing is being globally implemented right now. A good example, China being able to scan 3 billion faces in 1 second. You know, the idea is everything's facial recognition now. Everything is audio recognition. Big Brother's getting bigger and bigger. But the pun intended, the largest issue facing us, in my opinion, after 25 years on talk radio, David, all the different books that have authored and put out there on the future, Genetic Armageddon, for instance, the idea is now we're at this point. We're at this point where Facebook, as you know, is going to vote on what they accept as truth. That came out today.
Yeah, they got a list of people that they approve, and they're going to have it ordered and sorted. And if you're not on the list, that information doesn't go around.
I will tell you three people that will not be most favored on that list right now that are on the screen. But again, what I think is critical is that when people are in, quote, they're the ones who are inside the box. They want us all in the square robot head with, you know, their hands going like this.
Oh, they want to put us in the box. Yeah, they want to put us in the Agenda 21 smart city box that they've got designed for us.
And those of us who they hate even more than that, they want us in a box. And it's like six feet under vaporized in the never land of techno bliss, okay? It was kind of like the old science fiction movies. And one of the things that is important for people to understand, when they're watching movies on TV, Transcendence, or the big screen, going to TV, I mean, even Star Trek and the Borg, we are being assimilated. We are being assimilated. And people had better stand up for InfoWars. They better stand up for those of us who are in the mainstream sites, okay?
That's right. And you mentioned some of the Hollywood movies. Of course, there's a TV series. I haven't seen it, but I know what it's about. Altered Carbon. And and again, they're putting this idea out there that they can create some, you know, they see the human body as merely a machine. I mean, there's so many different aspects to this. There's a religious aspect of it. When I have talked to transhumanists like Zoltan Isfahan, it's like, so you tell me what you think a human is. Is a human merely the physical construct? And so if you can replicate that exactly, you have created a human being. They actually think that they're going to make exact copies of themselves and then transfer their consciousness or something somehow. I don't think that's going to happen because I understand that a human is something fundamentally different about that. And I think that, you know, the soul, they don't understand that metaphysical aspect of it. They're simply looking at the physical aspect. And when they look at the design of the human body, they never see the designer. That is one of the most amazing things to me about that. They never see the intelligence behind it. And so they think that they can replicate that. They think that they can become like God with their technology.
Well, and they deny the God of heaven, yet they want to be the God of earth. And Zoltan Isfahan said, as you know, you've interviewed him, the fact is that at the heart of everything, they want to live forever and they don't want to die.
That's right.
And just like in the Garden of Eden, when obviously people say, I don't believe that. Well, I can tell you this, the same lie in the Garden of Eden now is thrust forth in the future. You're going to be as God, knowing good and evil, you know, and ye shall not surely die. And so what, in my opinion, Satan is offering people is a panacea. Everything that Eve bought the lie in the Garden of Eden is now the pie in the sky of the transhumanists and overcoming death. It's that spiritual entity. And it's my statement. I want to go on record on your show publicly that the demon possessed, the spiritual realm of all societies worldwide, what happens when a disembodied spirit with sentience, self-awareness, the ability, a knowledge of history, when Jesus cast the demons out, they said, have you come to judge us before our time? So they knew what time is. And so the thing is, imagine, if you will, these things, not just being a robotic with a set of programming, you know, in its artificial brain, but something that's actually being controlled, possessed by a spiritual entity. And people say, well, I don't believe in it. Well, 99% of the world believes in it. So that's why transhumanism and the hybrid age, what we're seeing is emerging of men and machines. What we're seeing is going in and altering the genetics with CRISPR technology.
Yes, yes.
And
that's a big part of it as well. It's not just building some kind of a mechanical thing to transfer your awareness to. They're talking about modifying their own bodies, and not in a silly way like it's being done right now. There was an article that came out a week ago today In the Daily Mail, a self-styled transhumanist has over 100 body modifications. Now, this is kind of silly stuff. He's got an electrical key fob that's in his hand. He's got silicon horns in his head. He's got a forked snake tongue. He's got pointed ears. And I'm looking at this stuff. Okay, forked tongue, pointed ears, horns in his head. It's like, where is he getting these ideas? What thing is he channeling here right now? I mean, this is just cosmetic stuff, but there's something satanic at the center of that.
And that's exactly the point. Transhumanism is more than a technological revolution.
Mm-hmm.
It is a religion.
Yes.
It is the religion of the future. And fundamentally it's Luciferianism. As Steve said, you shall be as gods. So the driving force behind transhumanism is this Luciferian religion.
Mm-hmm.
And transhumanism, the word transhumanism is indicative of a transition. It is the word itself is analogous with the word transformation or transmutation. So the question is, what are we being transformed into? And this is the future. It is inevitable. And what transhumanism represents is the transition between human and post-human.
Yes.
So the future for humanity on planet Earth is post-humanism. And the implications of post-humanism cannot be overstated. It's massive in the ramifications of post-humanism.
And they use that technology, that terminology as well.
That's their terminology. Post-humanism. Yeah. And they kind of hide the post-human reality of the future. They kind of hide it in the techno movement of transhumanism. They're not really telling you where this is headed, but the truth is it's a transformation of the human race out of their humanity into a state that is no longer human.
Mm.
And at the roots of this, what we have is a Luciferian conspiracy.
Yeah.
And it's, that's what you guys are talking about, going back to the Garden of Eden. This is a very ancient conspiracy, and we're watching the beginning of the fruition of this conspiracy in our time. And that's why, you know, this conference is so dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Because you mentioned the Borg, and the Borg is, you know, resistance is futile.
Yeah.
You're going to be assimilated. Well, that's kind of the mindset of the transhumanist too. This is the future. Resistance is futile, but we are the resistance and we are going to resist.
That's right.
And that's what this conference is about.
That's right. Yeah, it's very important that we understand what their plans are, because we're not going to go along with that. We are not going to become something that is non-human, that is post-human. And they have so many different ways that this is going to be offered to us. You know, just a little adaptation. Look, I understand when people lose a limb or something, they want to have some prosthetic. And they do it in a gradual process that way. It's like, well, see, that's a good thing. Okay, yeah, okay, I'll agree with that. And I have a right to do whatever I want to myself. It's like, okay, I agree with that. But then they don't stop there. Then they start talking about genetic modification.
Exactly.
They talk about all this other stuff. And it is going to be something that is not, right now the idea is being floated out there. When we come back, we're going to talk about how close this time frame is, because all this technology is rapidly accelerating. Folks, think about how long it has been since we had the advent of the smartphone. Think about how that has transformed your life. Can you go anywhere without having that little listening device following you everywhere that you go? There are major transformations that are far more transforming than that they are planning to roll out in just the next 5 to 10 years. And this is part of it. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to go out and check the top scientists and see what they say. And they have talked about for decades that a lot of the mental disorders, a lot of the behavioral disorders, a lot of the autism spectrum disorders are in the gut from the diets and vaccines that trigger autoimmune responses in the stomach that then create major toxicity in the gut, causing toxicity in the brain. Here's a big BBC report today. How bacteria are changing your mood. And if you have the wrong ones, you're depressed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for months. Myco ZX is back. Antifungal, anti-yeast, anti-candida. It goes in and knocks out the walls in your intestines where these things colonize it and put a slime wall in. But the nutrients go through. They get what they want first. They colonize you. Then they secrete toxins in you that cause depression. They can even secrete toxins when they want more sugar. This is well known. Nuke them with Myco ZX exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. There's only 1 week left to get 50% off on Super Male Vitality. We only do this special once a year, and it's now 50% off until May 7th. This is your chance to try Super Male Vitality that has thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at powerreviews.com. The reason Super Male and Super Female are so popular is because they work. We take known, documented herbs that superpower energy, libido, stamina, and then we cold press them so they don't lose their essence. Ladies and gentlemen, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality is now 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The real red pill that goes great with it is also 50% off. And when you get them together, it's free shipping as well. That's Super Male Vitality at 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Super Male Vitality at 50% off until May 7th, 2018.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Steve Quayle. Of course, you can find Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com. And you can find the conference that we've been talking about at gensix.com. That's S-I-X, gensix, as in Genesis 6, .com. And Timothy Alberino is organizing that. I think you're going to be speaking there as well. Tell us a little bit about that conference that's coming up in the fall. I'm going to be speaking there as one of the speakers, but you got a lot of speakers that are going to be there.
We do.
Big conference.
Yep. It's going to be, there's 3,000 people that attend this conference. It's in Branson, Missouri at the Mansion Theater. The conference is almost sold out, but what we're doing is we just launched our live streaming. So we're doing live stream for the conference and we're giving the InfoWars audience a 10% discount. So if the InfoWars, if your listeners go to our website at gensix.com and they want to sign up for live streaming, the discounts for live streaming, they can use coupon code ELIX and they'll get a 10% discount. And this is exclusively to the InfoWars audience.
Great.
We have a
10% discount if they use the code Alex.
Alex. Yep. They put it in. It's a coupon code. There's a coupon area there. They can put in Alex and they'll get the 10% discount. And, we have an amazing lineup of speakers at this conference. Steve Quayle, yourself. I'm speaking at the conference. We have Hugo de Garis.
Yes.
Who's one of the leading minds.
I've interviewed him many times.
You've interviewed Hugo de Garis, one of the brilliant guy, one of the leading minds in the field of artificial intelligence and artificial brains. We have, of course, Tom Horn, who's also one of the leading figures in the movement against transhumanism. We have Richard Dolan coming over from the world of ufology at this conference. Many of the people listening to this show may know who Richard is. He's a brilliant guy also. So, and then we have a handful of other people speaking. It's It's a one-of-a-kind conference. There's nothing else like this out there.
Well, it's a big conference because it's a big topic. I mean, we're talking about the idea that they're going to transfer their consciousness to machines, or the idea that they are going to augment our human body with, make it into a cyborg type of thing, or what Hugo de Garis has talked about, which is the Artelect War. He sees as we start to wake up as a society and we start to understand where all this artificial intelligence is going, because as many people have said, in order for the wolves to have freedom, a lot of sheep are going to have to die. Okay. And so his whole book is about, well, I'm working on creating artificial intelligence. He thinks that he's going to create godlike intelligence. And he thinks that as people look at this and whether or not that happens, there's going to be a massive disruption to society as people start to lose their jobs. That's going to be across all different industries. It's going to be horizontal. It's going to be vertical. It's going to be people at the bottom as well as people at the middle, and people at the top are going to be displaced and unemployed. It's going to create massive unrest. People are going to get upset with this artificial intelligence. And so he says, well, what's going to happen? He thinks there's going to be a war between the artificial intelligence crowd. He calls it the Artelect War. And he thinks that there will be gigadeath as people who push back against this. So whether or not they get to some kind of self-aware Terminator thing where the robots are walking down the streets killing people, of course, the Pentagon's working on that, been working on that for quite a while. Whether or not they succeed with that, there's going to be massive disruption in society. The Bilderberg elites are talking about the precariat. They see that this is a very precarious situation because of this disruption. There's many different aspects of it, but another one that's very key is the genetic issue here. And as they start messing with the genome, the human genome and these other species, I mean, we don't know what we're going to get in terms of chimera, in terms of diseases that are rampant.
We are on the verge of the hybrid age. That's why the theme of this conference is transhumanism in the hybrid age. What most people don't realize is that we are literally on the precipice of the genetic revolution. It is about to happen. It hasn't even yet
precipice
occurred.
Is a good word.
That's
for
exactly
it too,
where yeah. We are. The genetic revolution is coming for sure. It's unstoppable. It is inevitable. And during the genetic revolution, when this thing gets going, people are going, I mean, this is where we're going to have the designer babies. This is where people are going to be able to start to fundamentally change the trademarks that make us human, those genetic trademarks that make us human. And it's extremely dangerous. There's already a movement going on right now called the biohacking revolution.
Yeah.
And what these are just regular people who in the basements of their homes, in their garages, in their living room, are using CRISPR-Cas9 technology to modify their own genetic makeup, to modify their own genomes. And they're already doing this all over the world.
Isn't that amazing? Because that was something that, you know, when we had Jurassic Park, Michael Crichton said, be aware that things are moving very, very rapidly, and there is no ethical consideration as to where this is ultimately leading. And at the time that he was writing that and sounding the warning with Jurassic Park, because that was what he was talking about, there were some ethicists who were meeting together and said, where are we going with all this stuff? Well, yeah, we can talk about this, but it's decades off in the future. They recently got together about a year ago, and they said, this is already happening, and it's happening with technology, as you point out, that is accessible, you know, to individuals. I mean, we're not talking about DARPA only. It's accessible at a very low level to people. And so this is something right now that can get out of the laboratory.
You can modify your DNA for less than $1,000 right
now. Wow. That is scary.
I think the epigenetic aspect of this is truly frightening. I maintain, David, and as we do our different films, the ancients had knowledge of this, and obviously every mythological creature all over the world, I've just, you know, got books to read, people can go do their homework, but they always deal with the combining of animal and human DNA.
Sure, that's rampant in Greek and Roman mythology.
It goes back to the Sumerians, it goes back to the Egyptians, all of, if you will, Anubis, and by the way, Anubis is in the United States. Remember, they're creating the statue of Anubis, a man's body, you know, dog's head, and all over the country. But the point being is I tell people CRISPR is going to basically be a crispier technology. Hmm. We're going to, you know, they talk about crispy critters, and I'm trying to be a little facetious here because this is very significant. Unless this thing is stopped and unless this thing is dealt with and people really get to shake themselves out of what I would call the Facebook blob and come to grips with it. This is the end of them. This is the end of their progeny. This is the end of their lineage. This is the end. Their children will be either assimilated or die. Remember, who was it said, by consent or by conquest, there will be a new world order?
Yeah.
Well, some of these robots are already in existence, and everything that DARPA is talking about is always a offensive or defensive weapon.
That's right.
And you've got...
No, it's really just to help little old ladies cross the street. That's why they're creating the robot technology, right? Or it's to shut down Fukushima. This is the Defense Department.
How about
their weapons?
Robotic bats that they send into caves looking for people that are fleeing from their love society.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, Tobor the robot isn't going to be Brother Love Robot, you know? And so I came out with a new book. It'll be out in June, but it's really critical. It's the last book I'm writing in this whole field. I'll maybe write on ancient stuff as it comes to the forefront, but it's called Terminated, The End of Man. And, in it, I document this stuff, and it, keeping up with it, as I'm trying to get the last chapters written, every day there's something new. And it, basically, the gravestones on it, Terminated, The End of Man, is, here lies the human race who failed to see their end when it stared them in the face.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is kind of a fringe right now, fringe to the majority of people. And a lot of people just say, well, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, or I think it isn't going to happen in my lifetime.
Yeah, lifetime.
All right.
The thing is, remember, everything we've been warning about on talk radio for the past 20 years, people didn't think it would be happening in their lifetime. Or my favorite cop-out is, I'm going to die and, my kids will deal with it. I said, well, then you're just a bloody butcher turning your kids over to a technology that's set to destroy them. Because remember, by consent or by conquest, and that's why they're already programming, i.e. Facebook, Faces of Death book, that's what it is, they're programming everyone to accept that the global brain, the beast, in the book of Revelation, it was given power to the beast to make war on the saints.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a war coming. It's underway, but it's going to be beyond. And I'm with Hugo de Garris in this. It's going to be giga death. It's billions.
Oh, it's going to be horrible. Yeah. And just look at all the bad, it's not just technology. Technology is always good and bad. The question is, as we look at technology and the way that it's been changing lately, and in the last few years, especially the DARPA technology, it has been focused on concentrating control in the hands of the few. Okay, and in the past, technology has been working in the other way in many cases. But the other aspect of this that you just talked about is, as we're talking about, the time frame of this and whether or not this is going to be something that's going to affect us. Many people will look at this and say, well, I'll be dead by then. I don't really care. But, think back to the Bible again. What was it? King Hezekiah, they came and said, the Babylonians are going to take over your country. And he goes, after you die. And it's like, oh, good. It won't bother me. that's not the kind of, he's a good guy, but that's not the kind of guy we want to be. If we see something like this is coming, we don't want to abandon our children and our progeny to this type of tyranny.
Well, go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, the singularity is set to happen in 2045, so we're not that far off. The technological singularity, which will fundamentally change everything we know about the world in terms of artificial intelligence and so forth.
And they'll get us locked in the cities by 2030.
Exactly. And we're on the cusp of the genetic revolution. It is already happening. It is underway.
Yeah.
And especially for our children, our grandchildren, people who are my age and my children, they will be living in a world vastly different than the one that we're living in right now.
All right. So the conference that's coming up in the fall, you can sign up for that. Gen 6. That's SIX, GENSIX.com. If you use the code Alex, you can get a 10% discount. I'll be there. Steve Quayle will be there. Timothy Alberino will be there. Hugo de Garris, Tom Horn, a lot of people will be speaking at that conference. This is what is going to be happening in the future, folks. If you want to have knowledge of how to fight this, how to resist this, because we're not going to go into this quietly, it's very important for you to understand.